a little toe tapping home improvement going on. Broadcast one of 2017, Rosie on the out. Good morning, y'all. I promise we'd get to the calls. Let's do it. They're loaded up. There is an open line if you want to jump on board. We'll see what we can't get to take care of for you. 1-888-767-4348. 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about do we need heat on the desert floor in Arizona in the middle of winter, and what's the most efficient way of getting that done? Mr. Mike Reesh, let's bring Laura into the conversation. Let's see what we can do at Laura's Windows. You yourself are a window expert, so be prepared to help me out here, my man. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have a concern. My window sills outside of a couple of windows, they're separating from the window, and the wood itself is cracking.
Yeah, that's what wood does in Arizona. Laura?
I'm afraid the windows are going to fall out if it separates too much.
Okay. I need you to try and paint me a more detailed picture of what's going on.
Pictures on my phone. I don't know if I can send them to you or not.
Sure you can.
How do I do that?
Let's see. I'm gonna tell you what. I'm going to. Well, let's see how good we can do verbally. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Give me the vintage of your home.
The home was built in the 80s.
Uh-huh. Okay. So are the windows themselves aluminum frame? The actual part that slides or opens?
They slide.
And are they in a metal frame?
I think it's metal, yeah.
Okay. And then there's wood that holds that metal frame in place.
On the outside.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that's probably like a 4x6 beam. And then the aluminum frame window was set inside that with some 1x2s holding the window frame in place. So the wood that's splitting and cracking isn't part of the operating window itself. It's part of the structural skeleton of the house that holds that metal window up and in place. Am I guessing close to correct?
I think it does, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Given you have aluminum frame windows...
I think so. I don't know what they are.
And the if they're original to the 1980s.
I'm not sure if they are or not. They look like they're newer than some of my neighbors, but I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
Because I live in a cul-de-sac, and I looked, and I don't know if they're the same or not.
Okay. That depending on the degree of decay of that wood frame member, we can save that many, many times with an epoxy wood rebuilding product that we've had unbelievably tremendous success with, which would save you from having to tear it all out and replace it if the damage hasn't gone too far.
Well, on the one window, I think it's pretty bad. Like I said, I have photos that, you know, if it would help, I could...
Okay.
Okay. Email to you.
Okay. Well, Laura, I tell you what you can do. You can email those to us at info.
I-N-F-O.
Yes, ma'am. Info at rosieonthehouse.com. Now, Laura, in the subject line, just put Laura's window. Because we usually take Monday off because we consider Saturday a work day. So our weekends... or Sunday, Monday, and then we work Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
So we don't get in the office until Tuesday. On Tuesday morning, we'll have anywhere between 300 and 600 emails.
Wow.
So if you'll put in the subject line, Laura's window, the people that screen our emails will shoot that directly to me, and then I'll get it right away.
Okay.
It won't have to wait the normal 24 or 48 hours for us to make it through all the rest of the emails.
Okay, and if I do, I'm pretty sure I do need to have it fixed. Would you recommend someone then?
Well, I will tell. What part of town are you in, Laura?
I am on between 16th Street and 18th Street, south of Bell, north of Greenway Parkway.
Oh, you're my daughter's neighbor.
Yeah, that's what she
Yeah,
said.
and Laura, what we can do, our remodeling company does small repair and projects like this. And what we do for a lot of people is you'll send those photos in and I'll give it to my partner, Stan. Stan will actually put an estimate together over the internet for you, send it back to you with a couple more questions, maybe ask you to measure one or two things, and we'll give you an estimate to come out and repair it. And we call that our expedited handyman service. We don't have to send an estimator out to your house. We are doing a ton of projects this way. A lot of patio posts that are rotten at the bottom, people send us pictures. We just show up on the job with everything we need. We get it done. We're there 3 hours. It's all finished, and we leave.
Okay, I have four windows that would need to be looked at.
And we'll take a look at them and
I
determine
don't
if.
have a computer. I'm sending you things on my phone, so
Then we'll just call and talk to you. That's all.
great.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, I'll get those. So it's info at rosieonthehouse.com,
And
right?
don't forget to put Laura's windows in the subject line. Because, like I say, we do get hit so hard over the weekend that on Tuesday, sometimes we're a day or two trying to get caught up. My sweet daughter Julia does most of that, and boy, sometimes by Wednesday night she's yelling, "Uncle, uncle, I need more help. Somebody help me with some of these." So we do the best we can, and as we continue to grow, we'll add staff. I don't think people realize how many people we have on staff doing topic research and answering all of y'all's questions and answers. We're growing into being a modest-sized little company right now, and we appreciate the opportunity to serve y'all. Let's see if we can get back to the calls and go to Chris in Gilbert.
Yes, hi.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning. I have a sprinkler system. Anytime it comes on, my two water spigots on the outside shake in the walls.
Okay. And can you identify specific valves that cause that to happen? Or is it anytime any sprinkler valve comes on, you get that noise?
Yeah, pretty much any valve comes on, it shakes in the wall.
Okay. What have you got planned for the rest of today?
Right now, nothing.
Okay. How close is the nearest Ace Hardware store?
About 5 minutes.
Yeah, now we're talking. Okay, Chris, here's what you're going to do. You're going to run to Ace Hardware and you're going to pick up a water pressure gauge. It's going to cost you anywhere between $8 and $12.
Okay.
Okay, then you're going to get home and you're going to put that on the hose bib that is the closest to your water meter. In other words, where the water enters your house, you're going to screw that onto your hose bib, just like you would screw a hose on. Okay, and
Okay.
it's a little dial with a needle, and you're going to make sure every piece of water in the house is turned off. Nobody's showering, nobody's brushing the teeth, nobody's running the washing machine, the automatic filler on the swimming pool's turned off, and nobody's flushing the toilet. And you're going to turn that hose bib on full blast and see how much pressure is at that point. Is that hose bib where the vacuum breaker is that feeds those irrigation valves? It should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be the maximum amount of pressure you've got. If that's any over 60 PSI, then it's the excessive pressure that's causing an air hammer in your water line when the valve is turning on and or off. At that point, you'll need to contact probably a plumber, unless you're really handy at soldering and working with copper pipe. Put a pressure-reducing valve right there before the water enters your house. Regulate it down to about 60 PSI, and the problem will go away.
Okay.
If it gets to that point where you have to have a plumber out and you have to pay them for the new pressure reducing valve. How old is the house?
10 years old.
Okay, so when I turn the water off to your house, is it a, like a little blue round dial that I have to twist clockwise 4 or 5 times to turn off, or is it just a simple lever I rotate 90 degrees on to off?
Yeah, it's a 90 degree and on and off.
You've got a ball cock valve. That's perfect. If you had the old gate valve style, I was going to say go ahead and pay and have that replaced at the same time. Do a pressure test. Make sure you're not delivering over 60 PSI to those sprinkler irrigation valves, and I think your problem's going to go away. It also is going to save the rest of the plumbing fixtures throughout the rest of your house. Most people don't realize this, but most plumbing fixture manufacturers void their warranty if the home is being fed with anything over 65 or 70 PSI. Chris, we appreciate the call. Now I've given you something to do on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning with a quick run to Ace Hardware. Take care of it. See what you got. Let me know how it turns out. Appreciate the call. Let's run down to Tucson. Bring Norm into the conversation. That opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Rosie. Happy New Year and congratulations on your new business.
Yeah, we've been running it for a couple of years now, just really small, because all of those really innovative things we did at the old company, when I sold that company, they wouldn't let me take any of those ideas away. So we are birthing what I believe is the most perfect home remodeling company on the planet. From the X and the Y chromosome. There's no baggage, there's no bad habits, there's no bad procedures, no bad suppliers, no bad subcontractors. We are having a blast. So thank you for the encouragement.
That's okay. Sounds like Jennifer's got it all under control.
Jennifer has got it all under control.
Okay. All right. Our house, 1978.
She's beaming right now, by the way, just so you know.
Of course. Our house here in Tucson, 1978 built, has basically the original electric panel. And we've been told from other neighbors, one neighbor especially who sold the house, that during the inspection they said, oh, this electric panel that you've got has been deemed a fire hazard. And so we're going to have to replace that. And so I said, oh, that's interesting, because I've had some solar panels put on the house and had some new breakers put in the electrical panel there.
Okay.
And so what my thinking was, well, the panel itself without the breakers is probably good. It's just maybe the breakers that are the issue. This is a Pacific something. I can't remember the whole name there for it.
Okay.
But my question is, if by replacing all of the circuit breakers with newer circuit breakers, would that not bring that electrical panel kind of up to code, whatever, and a home inspector coming around and looking at that panel would say, oh, you've got the new breakers, so that's good. Those are UL listed, and there's not going to be a fire hazard there.
Okay. We'll answer that when we get back right after this.